ते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमुदीरय
ततो जयमुदीरय
नस्तप्रयेषु वपद्रेषु
नस्तप्रयेषु वपद्रेषु
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भागवति उत्तम श्लोके
भागवति उत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
So we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text Number 10. Kamashya,
Kamashya,
Nendriya,
Nendriya,
Priti,
Priti,
Labo,
Labo,
Jiveta,
Jiveta,
Yavata,
Yavata,
Jivashya,
Jivashya,
Tatva,
Tatva,
Jignasa,
Jignasa,
Narto,
Narto,
Yash,
Yash,
Cheha,
Cheha,
Karmabhi,
Karmabhi,
Kamashyanendriya Priti,
Kamashyanendriya Priti,
Labo Jiveta Yavata,
Labo Jiveta Yavata,
Jivashya Tadva Jignasa,
Jivashya Tadva Jignasa,
Narto Yascheha Karmabhi,
Narto Yascheha Karmabhi,
Kamashyanendriya Priti,
Kamashyanendriya Priti,
Labo Jiveta Yavata,
Labo Jiveta Yavata,
Jivashya Tadva Jignasa,
Jivashya Tadva Jignasa,
Narto Yascheha Karmabhi,
Narto Yascheha Karmabhi,
Kamashyanendriya Priti,
Kamashyanendriya Priti,
Labo Jiveta Yavata,
Labo Jiveta Yavata,
Jivashya Tadva Jignasa,
Jivashya Tadva Jignasa,
Narto Yascheha Karmabhi,
Narto Yascheha Karmabhi, Kamashyanendriya Priti,
Labo Jiveta Yavata,
Labo Jiveta Yavata,
Jivashya Tatva Jignasa,
Jivashya Tatva Jignasa,
Nato Yascheha Karmabhi,
Nato Yascheha Karmabhi,
Kamashyanendriya Priti,
Kamashyanendriya Priti,
Labo Jiveta Yavata,
Labo Jiveta Jivashya Tatva Jignasa, Nato Yascheha Karmabhi,
Kamashya Nendriya Priti,
Kamashya Nendriya Priti,
Labo Jiveta Yavata,
Labo Jiveta
Yavata, Tatva Jignasa,
Jivashya Tatva Jignasa,
Narto Yascheha Karmabhi,
Narto Yascheha Karmabhi, Kamashyanendriya Priti, Labo Jiveta Yavata, Jivashya Tatva Jignasa, Narto Yascheha Karmabhi,
Kamashyanendriya Priti,
Labo Jiveta Yavata,
Self-preservation.
Yavata.
So much so.
Jivashya.
Of the living being.
Tattva, the absolute truth.
Jignasa,
inquiries.
Not.
Artha,
end.
Yacha iha.
Whatsoever else.
Karmabhi.
By occupational activities.
Translation. Life's desires should never be directed towards sense gratification. One should desire only a healthy life of self-preservation, since a human being is meant for inquiry about the absolute truth. Nothing else should be the goal of one's work.
Self-preservation
means to maintain the body, just to maintain it, to keep it, take care of it.
We
had two books before. Where's the other book?
But
you should tell her to borrow a different one. You know, we have some. This is a book we use. You can't like take a book which we're using for class. There's so many other books. Purport. The completely bewildered material civilization is wrongly directed towards the fulfillment of desires in sense gratification. Will we take it sentence by sentence? I'll explain the sentence and you can translate, right? So Prabhupada is saying that the material society in the present times, the material world, are only interested in sense, to satisfy the demands of the senses. And he says, in all different types of life, in all different levels of life, the people are all thinking how to. They think the goal of life is to satisfy the demand of the senses. And when you look at different things, different activities people perform, you will find that this is the same thing is true, that their only interest is sense gratification. For example, politics. Let's look at politics, and we'll see how politics and politicians, they are also just only interested in sense gratification. They fight with each other to get power, but their interest, ultimately, their only interest is for their own material benefit. And the people who, they will get votes from people, but the people who vote for them, when they are not happy, when they don't get sense gratification, then they want, okay, this politician is no good, we want another politician. If one politician will give us more money to drink and smoke cigarettes and eat more meat, then we will like him more. If the politician will give us more holidays with pay, then we are very happy, very good politician. Yeah. And the politicians win the election, how do they get in power? They promise the people that I will give you more money, I will give you more enjoyment. Yes, if you vote for me, then I'm going to make your life very nice. Means I'm going to make your eating, sleeping, mating and defending very nice. So you vote for me, and I will fulfill all your material desires. But then, when they vote for the politician, then after they put the man in power, then they feel disappointed that he has cheated me, he promised me so many, he did not give me. So this is true not only in politics, it's true in many other things. If you look at different types of social services, serving the people, trying to do good, their only interest also is sense gratification. And even when you look at religion also, even in religion, it's the same thing. May the people also take up religion for sense gratification. Yeah, the ashram or the temple becomes a nice place to sleep and eat. We can see not everywhere, even the Buddhist temples also, you can see like that. You know, the monks, they have a nice place to sleep. They get food every day very easy. And even in Krishna temple can also be like that. People can also go to God, they pray, the Christian, they pray to God, give us our daily bread. They're praying to God, give me food to eat. So we think religion is for, we are thinking the purpose of religion also is for sense gratification. So it's true, we also want sense gratification. But we want spiritual sense gratification. And sometimes people, they want sense gratification by becoming one. They want impersonal liberation that they can merge with the Supreme. There are two different ways in which one can commit suicide. Yeah. You can kill the body. Right? But you can also kill the soul. You kill the soul when you want, if you try to get impersonal liberation. If you think that after this body is finished, then there's nothing, then that is a type of suicide. So they think after this body is finished, then there will be no activity, nothing. So that is also sense gratification. Because they think if I have the body, then I have to suffer. So we should get rid of the body. Then no more suffering. What did you say?
That's also sense.
Yeah, yeah. to get rid of the body. So, yeah, people. Why do people commit suicide? They kill the body. I'm suffering so much. So let me kill the body. The man loves a woman, and the woman leaves him, and then he feels very bad. Oh, I cannot live without this woman. So I'm going to kill myself. So then you think no more suffering. So some people they kill the body, and other people they want to commit suicide by killing the soul. They want to become, they want impersonal liberation, to enter into the Brahman. And some people, they think that you will become nothing, finish. So Prabhupada is preaching Krishna consciousness to save us from these two philosophies. First of all, to save us from materialism. And then secondly, to save us from the impersonalism and voidism.
อย่างที่สองคืออย่างแรกนะวัตถุนิยมอย่างที่สองคือลัทธิไร้รูปลักษณ์แล้วก็ลัทธิที่ไม่มีอะไรเลย
The impressionism is the philosophy of the Mayavadis.
ลัทธิไร้รูปลักษณ์เนี่ยเป็นลัทธิของ Mayavadi.
And Voidism is the philosophy of the Buddha.
แบบไม่มีอะไรเลยว่างเปล่าเลย
So Srimad Bhagavatam says we should not live only for sense gratification. We have to take care of the body. So we cannot stop eating. We cannot give up desire completely. But we have to control.The sense gratification. Prabhupada says sense gratification is like salt. Compares it to salt. If you put too much salt in the food, then oh, it's not good. I was in Dubai the other day, and some Bangladeshi devotees, they cooked the sabji. Wow, they put so much salt in it. I went, wow.
ไปที่ด้านนะ Dubai. มาแล้วไปที่ Dubai แล้วก็มีคนสาวกที่เขาเป็นBangladeshiเขาใส่ทำอาหารมาแล้วใส่เกลือ
เข้าไปมาแล้วกินไม่ไหว But if there's no salt, then also it's not good.So sense gratification is like salt. If you have too much sense gratification, it's not good. And if you try to stop all sense gratification, so if you try, okay, eating.Eat food, this is sense gratification. I'm not going to eat. So how long you can do it?
Oh, yeah.
So, but if we eat too much, then also it's not good. Right? So, this is true for...All types of all the activities, sleeping. If we sleep too much, if we don't sleep enough, then also not good. So we have to control the senses. This was also mentioned by Lord Vamanadeva when he was getting charity from Bali Maharaj. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Vamanadeva came to get charity from Bali Maharaj. So Vamanadeva said, I only want 3 steps of land. But Bali Maharaj said, oh, I can give you much more. Why take so little? Let me give you more.
Bali Maharaj said,
So he said, I will give you an island, a big island. You can have an island for yourself. But Bali Maharaj, Vamanadeva said, but if you give me one island, I will want another one. One will not be enough. He said, it's the nature of the senses that they always want more. He said, if we cannot control our senses, then we will never be satisfied. So he said, I do not want to take more than I need.
ฉันจะไม่ขออะไรมากกว่าที่ฉันจะอยากได้นะฉันขอแค่นี้จะพ
อ Of course people will always think I need more we always think I need more I need to have more
บางคนเนี่ยเรารู้กันอยู่แล้วคนก็จะขออะไรก็จะฉันต้องการอีกขออีกไม่มีมันพอแล
้ว Some people say I need to eat more
บางคนฉันอยากกินเพิ่มขึ้นอีก
Some people say, I need to have more children. One child is not enough. I need more. And I need more houses and more cars. The mind always thinks we need more. We have to control the mind. We have to make the sense be satisfied with minimum of, we have to minimize our demands. Try to use less, not try always think more, but try to use less. There are many problems in the world because people always want more than they need. People want more money, and then with the more money we buy more things. How much food can they eat in one day? How many chapatis or how much rice can they eat in? How many houses can they live in? How many cars can they drive? But people always want more. So this, because people are so greedy, that's why we have so many problems. But if people will be satisfied with small, with less, then they will be happier. So Prabhupada is explaining that this, because this body is made of senses, we need to have some sense gratification. But there's some direction. The scriptures give us some regulative principles. They tell us how much sense gratification. Then Prabhupada gives the example, just like in marriage, a man and woman can get married, but the relationship is not meant for just sense enjoyment. He said just like in some country, they make propaganda about family planning, and they tell people, don't have many children, you should avoid having children, you should use different mechanical means to avoid children. So people still want sense gratification, but they want to enjoy their senses, but they want to avoid their responsibility. But Prabhupada says that as soon as people take an interest in the absolute truth, if they become eager to understand the absolute truth, then this takes so much time that they forget about sense gratification. Because there's so much to be done in searching after the absolute truth. They don't have time to think about sense gratification. Devotees are so busy chanting. They have to chant their japa every day. Then they have to cook for Krishna and offer to Krishna. And they have to offer arti. They have to read the scriptures.
ต้องอ่านคัมภีร์
They have no time to think about sense gratification.
ไม่มีเวลาเลยสำหรับสาวกที่จะมาคิดเรื่องราวสนองพระคุณ
But people who are not doing devotional service, then they're always thinking about sense gratification.
บางคนใดก็ตามที่ไม่ได้ปฏิบัติการอุทิศตนเสียสละรับใช้นี่นะเขาจะคิดแต่การสนองพระคุณตัวเองตลอด
And even they know that you know this is wrong, that this is not good, but their mind is always thinking.
ถึงแม้ว่าเขารู้ว่าสิ่งนี้ไม่ดีสิ่งนี้ทำไม่ได้แต่จิตใจของเขาก็คอยคิดอยู่ตลอด
So without having something better to do.Then it's difficult to give up the material activity.
ฉะนั้นโดยปราศจากกิจกรรมที่ดีกว่าที่ให้เขาทำเนี่ยถ้าไม่มีอะไรดีกว่านั้นนะเขาไม่ต้องสนองพระสังฆ
าธิการ Prabhupada gives example just like the young child always wants to have something in his mouth.
พระบาทยกตัวอย่างเหมือนกับเด็กเล็กๆคนนึงเนี่ยอยากจะมีอะไรเข้าปากเองตลอดเวลา
If the mother does not give any sweets, then the child will take some stones or some, you know, marbles, glass balls, you know, and they'll put them in their mouth.
ถ้าแม่เนี่ยไม่คอยให้ขนมหวานหรือขนมมาคอยกินแล้วให้กัดอยู่เนี่ยเด็กๆนี่ก็จะไปกัดก้อนหินหรือกัดมาบ
ล์พวก
แก้วพวกเหล็กอะไร
So the mother sees, oh, the child is putting stones, bad things in them, very dangerous.He said, take them out. Take that out of your mouth. And the child said, no, no, I want to have something in the mouth. Doesn't want to take them out. But as soon as the mother gives some candy or some sweets, then, okay, the child will not take it. So this is the higher taste. This is means that when one has something better, then one will give up the material thing for something better. Yeah, Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Vishaya vinivartante niraharashadehna rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtva.Nivartati. Param drishva means the supreme taste. Param drishva. Just like, you know, if somebody is used to eating food cooked with ghee, the best ghee. And then, you know, then you get food that somebody gives you the food they've just cooked with some ordinary oil. And then you think, oh, I don't want this. Or someone is used to drinking any water. They'll take the water from the tap anywhere, they just drink the water, and they're used to it. But other people, someone else, they drink theYou know, filtered water, the mineral water. So if you're used to drinking mineral water, you cannot drink the water from the tap. In the same way, one who is engaged in the higher pleasure of Krishna consciousness,They will not be attracted to the lower pleasure of material activity.
เหมือนกันกับบุคคลที่เขาเนี่ยมีความดึงดูดใจหรือเคยปฏิบัติเกี่ยวกับที่สำนึกมาแล้วเนี่ยเขาก็จะมีรสชาติที่สูงกว่าแล้วพอเขาไปอยู่ในวัตถุเนี่ยความสุขการสนองมัสสัมปทังวัตถุเนี่ยเขาจะไม่แตะต้องเขาจะอยู่ในรสชาติสูง
So Krishna is not saying that we the Srimad Bhagavatam here is not saying that we have to stop activities.
Srimad Bhagavatam ไม่ได้บอกว่าเราจะต้องหยุดทำกิจกรรมต่างๆ
It's saying we have to purify our activities.
แต่เราควรที่จะทำให้กิจกรรมเราบริสุทธิ์ขึ้นนะ
We have to perform activities for the pleasure of Krishna.
เราควรที่จะทำกิจกรรมใดๆก็ตามเพื่อความสุขของ Krishna.
And that is the heart. That is superior. Any question?Like, question. What do you think? You are just... Yes, Prabhu?
You gave an example of suicide.
Yeah.
Suicide.
Yeah.
And you said that it's a suicide of the soul.
Yeah.
It doesn't really happen.
Yeah.
Not possible.
Yeah, you can't kill the soul. Right. But, and... You can understand? Yeah, the soul of course never takes birth and it never dies. But in the Ishopanishad they talk about Atmaha, Atmahana, the killer of the soul. They talk about the killer of the soul. It means they're denying the interest of the soul. The soul has its natural nature, its natural desire, and that need of the soul is to be connected with the Supreme Soul. Just engaging in sense gratification that covers the soul. But to try to become, when you try to become one with the Supreme, then that is like killing the soul. Yes, Simaduri.
Now, you give an example of salt for the sense gratification.
Yeah.
How do we gratify senses spiritually by doing spiritual activities right now?
Yeah, well, there are regulative principles by which you can gratify senses. It means when you eat, eat Krishna prasada. And when we sleep, we should sleep enough so that the body is healthy, so that we can serve Krishna better. So like that, we have to use our intelligence and see how we can serve Krishna properly. We don't say, for people who are married, we don't say you can't have sex, but we say have children in Krishna consciousness. Then that is a religious activity. So everything has to be seen in relation to Krishna. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending.
In non-room help, for example. Also, there is some side-by-side recreation activity.
Recreation? Yeah, we have recreation in Krishna consciousness. Dancing in the kirtan is a good recreation. Playing madanga is a lot of recreation. Well, swimming is something of a Vedic sport.
บาสเกตบอลค่ะแล้วก็ว่ายน้ำได
้ไ
งมาแล้วก็บอกว่าสวิมมิ่งการว่ายน้ำเนี่ยเป็นกิจกรรมที่บอกในคำพีว่าซาลุคนค่ะ
You shouldn't be competitive about these things, though. Shouldn't be. We shouldn't. You have to be careful. People can get very attached to these activities. I remember Jaipataka Maharaj sometimes when we would go with him in the Ganga, you know, then he had a ball and he had a ring. You would throw the ball and you had to see a different name of Krishna every time. Like that. Yeah. So recreation, you want to be in Krishna consciousness also. Walking is a good recreation. You can go for a good walk and chant at the same time. Prabhupada used to walk every morning. Of course, yeah. Very good. They've got the higher taste. So they can chant more. Yeah, this Prabhupada said this Krishna consciousness movement is just a recreation only. It is just simply
right.
Book distribution is also recreation.
Right?
Go out, you meet so many people. Talk to so many people. Usually never speak to so many people, hardly any new people. When you go on book distribution, every 5 minutes you're meeting a new person. So, nice recreation. Yeah, we do not say, no, Krishna conscious devotee, you have to stay in, you don't go out, don't talk to anybody, just stay in, go, don't mix with anybody. You know, if you go to Vipassana for a weekend, they say, don't talk to anybody. But we say, go and talk to people. Go and talk to them. Tell them about Krishna. When I first became a devotee, I didn't like to speak to guests. But the temple commander, he was always saying, speak to the guests, speak to the guests. We have to do the things, often the things we don't like to do are good for us in Krishna. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.